you hear a show too from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will, best on the bill, charade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on and on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, guess I always will, best on the bill, charade.
And the music box plays on and on and on and on here at Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Self Same Show, here at 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the waning days of summertime hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, we often take time, or I often have in the last, I don't know, a couple of years in August, to go on vacation. And clearly I'm not on vacation because I'm here in the studio with Kyle Lynch banging them out. But we're going to take a brief vacation from the world of Broadway and go Broadway to Hollywood and Vine and take our now, I guess, annual look at great movie themes. I think that's a really wonderful aspect of popular music, that if you like Broadway music and storytelling and great lyrics and great tunes, put to some kind of narrative, you'll probably enjoy those as well. We did a James Bond show, was it last year or 2 years ago? I forget. And we did one fairly recently of the late 60s and 70s when they were at some fantastic movie themes. But let's pull the camera back a little bit and let us look at how movie theme songs that had the title in them started to become more and more prominent. And I'll explain a little bit about the, I think, industry reasons for that. We heard Charade, music by Henry Mancini, one of the great film composers of the late 50s, 60s, and lyrics by Johnny Mercer, whose career at being a great lyricist for the movies, movie theme song, started in the 1940s. The next song is probably one of my favorite songs of all time, certainly one of my favorite non-Broadway songs. It's from the movie Laura, great film noir from the mid-40s, and supposedly the theme song to illustrate this elusive lady who died, the title character, was going to be Sophisticated Lady by Duke Ellington, and they sort of pulled it from the print. They didn't think it really did it, and they got the soundtrack writer, David Raxon, another fantastic underrated composer, to write this theme. It's one of the great movie themes of all time, and after it came out, Johnny Mercer was asked to put lyrics to it because somebody said, maybe if there was a song called Laura out there, that might also sell movie tickets. So here is the one only Dick Hames to give us the theme from Laura. ¶¶
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
You more, but we would have the censor on our tails.
We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Look out,
we're cleared away, cause here we come.
Men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives and hats.
It seems to me there must be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I put my big shoes on?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Hooray!
We'll blow a horn.
Everybody duck.
It's a green light. Move on, folks.
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah!
We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound.
Get up.
like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner drugstore for $1.98. We're Morocco bound. Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy in a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
They're gone.
They're gone. Who's more gone than Bing Crosby and Bob Hope? What a great movie theme song. The Road to Morocco, of course, one of their, I think their, was their first or their second pairings in the 1940s. That was Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen who wrote that score. And I always wondered which one of them had a cousin Julia. I wish I had a cousin Julia, and I would send her a copy of Omar Khayyam that I bought at the corner drugstore. You can't buy books at the corner drugstore anymore. Anyway, today we are looking at movie theme songs, and today all the songs you're going to hear are actually the title of the movie as well, many of which were Academy Award winners. Here is a song that did not win the Academy Award. Shockingly, it lost to The Last Time I Saw Paris, and Oscar Hammerstein, who wrote the lyrics to The Last Time I Saw Paris, was so mortified that he actually wrote to Johnny Mercer and said, "I apologize, you should have won." Here is Blues in the Night from the only movie ever to sort of have Aaliyah Kazan and Johnny Mercer on the same page. Kazan played a musician in this film in the 40s. Fantastic music by Harold Arlen. And here is the lyricist, Johnny Mercer himself, with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers, to give you this unforgettable movie theme.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son,
a woman will sweet talk and she'll give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Now the rains are falling here, the train are calling, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
a hoo-wee to hoo-wee.
Old clickety-clack echoing back the blues in the night.
The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night,
take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song.
He knows things are wrong, and he's right.
From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow.
I've been in some big towns and I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-face,
a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
So let me give you a fair warning.
You may feel fine in the morning, but look out for those blues in the night.
Johnny Mercer And Johnny Mercer just kept knocking them out in the 1940s, these great songs. Here is the title song from an okay Fred Astaire movie called You Were Never Lovelier, but we're going to have a rendition a little later in the game from Mary Clear Heron, one of the, to me, great cabaret singers of the early part of the century. And it's from an album called This Heart of Mine. That's where I learned a lot of these songs. So in tribute to Mary Clear, let us hear Kern and Mercer with the title number, You Were Never Lovelier.
I was never able to recite a fable that would make the party bright. Sitting at the table, I was never able to become the host's delight. But now you've given me my after-dinner story. I'll just describe you as you are in all your glory. So fair, dreams were never lovelier. Pardon me if I stare down the sky, the moonbeams fly to light your face. Proper place. You were never lovelier. And to coin a new phrase, I was never luckier in my palmiest days. Make a note. And you can quote me on her bright. You were never lovelier than you are tonight.
Ever a singer lovelier than Mary Clear Heron. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I'm quote-unquote on vacation, but not really. We're on vacation from Broadway, but we're looking and listening to great Hollywood movie themes from the 40s, 50s, and early 60s, because they were written by so many of our friends and people that we cherish. And a team that I always cherished was Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. I think I was related to one of them, but nobody ever knows which one. They wrote the score to two Broadway shows. What's the one about the Three Men on a Horse? I totally forgot. Let It Ride, not a great show, but Oh Captain, which was the first show I ever loved. And in the 40s and 50s, they were the big team to beat in Hollywood to write theme songs. And I said all of our songs had the title in the title of the movie in the song itself. Here's the one exception, Buttons and Bows from The Pale Faces. This won the Academy Award, folks. And rather than the great Dinah Shore or Doris Day version, we will hear the man who played the lead in the movie himself singing, I think, such a fun version of this Academy Award winning number.
Western Ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. Oh, east is east and west is west, and the wrong un I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Yep. Don't bury me in this prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this here prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to that big town where they love a girl by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows.
Those wide open spaces don't suit me like a roof. I will love you longer, stronger, where the stake ain't on the hoof.
Well, that follows. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and that cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. And another thing. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room and buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
There's a line between love and
that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation. When you're lost in the magic of a kiss, her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart, but should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
Well, who remembers the 1949 film, My Foolish Heart? Not too many people. It was based on a J.D. Salinger story and had Susan Hayward and Dana Andrews. But we remember that song, that amazing song by Ned Washington and Victor Young. And that was Billy Eckstine. Well, Victor Young wrote a ton of movie theme songs in the 40s and 50s. Here's one he wrote with lyrics by Peggy Lee. Yes, that Peggy Lee. And here she sings the one and only version that I think counts of this amazing, amazing song from the 1954 movie Johnny Guitar. So take it away, Peggy Lee.
Play the guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny. Johnny Guitar, play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. There was never a man like my Johnny, like the one they call Johnny. Thank you.
coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine. In the fountain, through the ripples how they shine, and just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Three coins in the jukebox, I'd say. That, of course, was Frank Sinatra. And as I said earlier, in the 40s, which had so many movie musicals going on, in the 1950s, you had a lot of straight dramas that required a theme, and then they would bring in these great songsmiths to put words to it, and sometimes it would play in the opening credits, sometimes it would play in the end credits. It would always get released as a single, which were now popular in the 50s, as a way of promoting the movie, you know, on the jukebox at home, on a record player, on the radio, and people say, oh, Three Coins in a Fountain, maybe I'll go see that movie. Best of luck. Anyway, that's Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, two very good friends of ours at Broadway to Main Street. Well, let's look at another pal of ours from Broadway, and that would be Cole Porter. And he was still writing musical scores up through the late 50s for the movies. And here is the title number to one of my favorite movie musicals of all time. So, take it away, Satch!
Just dig that scenery floating by. We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety. Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high, high, so high society, high society. Yes, I wanna play for my former band. He runs the local jazz festival. His name is Dexter and he's good news. Something kind of tells me that boy is nursing the blues. In high, high, high society, high society. High society, high, high, so high society, high society. He's got the blues cause his former wife begins to borrow a brand new life. She started lately a new affair, and now the silly chick is gonna marry a square.
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Squirty tail, well,
I decide.
But Brother Dexter, just trust your sat. Stop that wedding and kill that match. Toot my trumpet to start the fun and play in such a way that you'll come back to your son. And
I society. I society in high.
Can you dig old Satchmo swinging in the beautiful high society?
End of song, middle of broadcast. So we're looking at movie themes today on Broadway to Main Street. Let's have a triple header. This is a song with music by Harry Warren, great composer who stretched all the way back to the 1930s from the film An Affair to Remember, sung by Vic Damone, who we sadly said goodbye to this year.
You can kiss me on a Monday, a Monday, a Monday is very, very good. Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday, a Tuesday, a Tuesday, in fact, I wish you would. Or you can kiss me on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, but Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, 'cause that's my day of rest. Most any day you And if you make it on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, well, you can be my guest. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, the one day I need a little rest. Kiss me on a Monday, a Monday, a Monday is very, very good. Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday, a Tuesday, a Tuesday. In fact, I wish you would. Or you can kiss me on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, whichever one you choose.
Tender is the night, so tender is the night. There's no one in the world except the two of us. Should tomorrow find us disenchanted, we have shared a love that few have known. Summers by the sea, a sailboat in Capri, these memories shall be our very own. Even though our dreams may vanish with the morning light, we loved once in splendor, how tender, how tender the morning light, we loved once in splendor, how tender, how tender the night.
F. Scott Fitzgerald and Tony Bennett, the 1962 movie Tender is the Night. You know, again, in the mid-60s, you had so many of these themes that you had all these albums, Bob Goulet, Andy Williams, Bennett, Jack Jones. They all turned out movie theme albums by the carloads. The lyrics to that were by Paul Francis Webster, who's sort of an unsung lyricist, who did a lot of these songs. He had never quite won an Academy Award until the next year. He wrote The Shadow of Your Smile, and that was turned down by Johnny Mercer. He said, I could never understand the title. It sounded like a lady with a mustache. Well, here is one of Mercer's great contributions to movie themes, maybe his greatest in many ways, with music by the one and only Henry Mancini, sung to a greatest hits, Fare Thee Well, by Andy Williams.
The days of wine and rose, child at play. Through a meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before.
Pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you, yes, I do, you and your pussycat lips, you and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat knows.
Well, What's New Pussycat represents a kind of sea change in movie themes. You start to have new teams who emerged in the late 50s, early 60s. Of course, that's Burt Bacharach with Hal David, who also did Alfie and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And Arsha theme won a ton and ton of Oscars and set the new tone for movie themes in the 1960s into the 70s. And movie themes are what we looked at today. And speaking of pussycats, let's look at a John Barry theme song. John Barry, who was the great composer of all the big old James Bond soundtracks and some of the singles from those movies, wrote a 1965 song which won the Oscar, lyrics by Don Black, and sung fabulously by Matt Monro during the end credits. And it was one of the first movies I ever saw. And here are these two giant pussycats along with Matt Monro.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
Well, a much parodied and abused song, I think taken on its own terms, it really is quite an exquisite piece of movie magic. And Matt Monro, who was the first person to record it, always delivers the goods. Well, the goods this week was a look at movie title themes from the 40s, 50s into the 60s. And I hope you indulged me. I hope you enjoyed this little trip. We don't always do Broadway 52 weeks a year. Sometimes we turn to the other great composers and performers and lyricists who wrote in other media. Here's a trivia question. What Tony-winning actor for Best Musical wrote the lyrics for an Academy Award losing song? Well, that would be Jim Dale. The star of Barnum wrote the lyrics to Georgie Girl, which lost out to Born Free in 1966 at the Academy Awards. But I think it's a nice way to end this program with a little bit of upbeat about the big shift in music by the late 1960s. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll go back to Broadway next week.
Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little.
another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.